Hello, this is your host, Melody Hero, also known as Melody Morrison, also known as that one thing on the internet that's been on the internet for too long and needs to take a break. And yeah, I'm pretty burnt out right now. So yeah, I thought instead of just doing, well, I've been finding that instead of just doing what I usually do, which is like, you know, make a task list, do the task list of, like, work stuff. Or at least half of it. Or at least, you know, acknowledge that the list is there. Or write a list. I end up kind of just doing these creative things, or these unusual kind of more, what's it called? Pinky up kind of endeavors. I don't know. I'm making a lot more music lately by myself. Like, I've been trying to do some, you know, music making, and I just find myself doing it completely, like, without my control. And I've also been making some drawings here and there, I guess, mainly for my friends. And I've also been reading a little bit. Reading, I know, it sounds so hard for me to sit down and read a book, right? I have no attention span, like, at all anymore, but it's actually a pretty good book to read if you have a very short attention span and you also like to kind of question some of your pre-existing beliefs and ethnocentrism. It's a book called The Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu, or presumed to be by Lao Tzu, and translated by Ursula K. Le Guin. She's pretty good. Actually, I really like the intro to her book, or her translation of this book, which is an ancient Chinese book of poems and proverbs and philosophies. So I just thought that I might mention this, what this is about. throw in a little bit of an ad. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry about the ads. Please bear with the ads. I've been having a little bit less than an audience, but you know, when I think the lesson here is that, and if you want to listen to the Tao Te Ching, which is apparently this very profound book on a lot of leaders and politicians throughout, you know, the millennia have like taken it very seriously, and as well as, you know, people who want to learn something, like philosophers and think tankers and armchair people like me. It's very interesting. It's very mind-boggling, and it's also very kind of like, hey, I gotcha. Kind of gets you from behind, gives you the slips. I would highly recommend it so far, and I really do like it. Exactly what I was hoping for, and I do believe Ursula's translation of it is not just accurate as much as it can be, but very insightful and intuitive as well. So yeah, it's how to pretty much, like, the Tao is like the way, like force the way, like, do you know the way? If you know the Tao, then you do. You can say yes to the Ugandan knuckles. Also, my significant other comes in here and starts reading some with me as well. It's kind of cute. Also, while he's checking the stock market, which is also called, I don't know, I think it has like, I got a bit paranoid at the end of it because it was called the Tao as well. You know, the Tao drops by how much? I really don't know anymore. I really don't know what the economy is, but that thing is just about as philosophical and nonsensical as this. So if you're in for some philosophical, nonsensical, me reading things out loud and pretty much pronouncing them badly, big words badly, or medium words badly also, tune in and don't drop out. I'll be right back. Smash an ad through here, hang on. Those can be human attributes.
You can only be kind or cruel if you have and cherish yourself. You can even be indifferent if you aren't different. Altruism is the ultimate, is the other side of egoism. Followers of the way, like the forces of nature, act selflessly. Well, I'm not sure about that because I'm a bit randy myself, and I do believe in the virtue of selfishness. We ultimately do things because of ourselves. I think we are part of this emptiness, personally. I'm just doing a little bit of a analysis. My little analysis thing. That's all. What are you doing? Yeah, I'm gonna take a shower, I guess, because I've been meaning to take a shower. This man's trying to force me to take a shower. I'm reading the Tai Chi. You don't even know this book will be illegal in a few years, and if not even already. You don't think so? You really don't think so? Not at all. Not at all. They only have the Bible changed so that, like, he stones to death the woman himself, like, while no one's watching in China. They have a Chinese version of the Bible. I want the American version. We have an American version of the Bible. It just says Jesus on it. It's just the parts where we like King David. And we're, and good things happen to people who just have money. It's fine.
Yeah, multiple versions. At least here in the States, we have multiple versions.
At least we have multiple versions, but at the same time, is it better? Because it's like, it seems like, in a way, you almost get punished in different ways. You know, like, you know, maybe you don't get, like, persecuted and, like, you know, thrown in a camp for being, like, you know, Falun Gong. But how long is it going to take till you get to that point, you know? Let me think of, like, I mean, think about, what's it called, when those guys, those libertarians that had a bunch of guns, they would stuck themselves in a little stronghold. Waco. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Waco. I'm gonna say. No, not pro-Waco. What is complete? The valley spirit never dies. Call it mystery. What is complete? The valley spirit never dies. Call it the mystery, the woman. The mystery, the door of the woman, is the root of earth and heaven. Forever it endures, forever. And all its uses are easy. I feel like that's calling me, like, my pussy easy or something. I feel like that's, like, calling my pussy, like, eternal but also easy. And I'm like, excuse me? That's an insult, but thank you. I don't know, what do you think about this interpretation? She doesn't say anything either. This girl, Ursula, translating it, doesn't say anything about that one. I'm like, well, I don't know, that's, thank you, I guess, or something like that. I think Lancer would probably be through that. It maybe he's being cheeky, because apparently he's very, you know, apparently he's very cheeky, this guy. I bet he would be too. I'd be cheeky if I was him. If I was anyone in ancient China, I'd be cheeky as fuck. In fact, I am cheeky as fuck, just as I am, so. I think I'd look more cool while I do it. Yeah, are you hooked on it? Are you hooked on the Tai Chi? Are you hooked on the Tao? Do you wanna, you don't wanna know the way? Do you know the way, my brother?
Living my life with one birth, how can they last so long?
What?
Heaven will last, earth wandered, how can they last so long?
That sounds awfully sad.
They don't exist for themselves, and so can go on and on. So wise souls, leaving self behind, move forward, and setting self aside, stay centered. Why let the self go to keep what the soul needs?
This is like mind boggling my brain. I'm not quite smart enough anymore for this kind of thing. I used to be. What do you think it means? Can you interpret it to me? I literally feel my brain like being broken, like bzzz. I used to know that kind of stuff. I really did. It's lack of sleep really fucks you up.
Nervous,
what does it mean? Let's say that again slowly.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter if you're really nervous.
Well, can I see the pictures? The word pictures. The letters, I mean. Heaven will last. Earth will endure. How can they last so long? They don't exist for themselves, and so can go on and on. So why souls believing self? So why souls leaving self behind move forward and settling self aside, stay centered? Why let the self go to keep what the soul needs? Maybe the soul needs, like, to be, like, not thinking so hard, I guess. That's the part where it gets trickier. Don't even think about it that hard. It's like, yeah, I guess, like, the world's gonna explode and, like, turn and be eaten by the sun one day and, like, you know, setting all life aside, like, just gonna stay centered. Why let yourself go? I guess, like, why let yourself go in the first place? Like, you gotta keep what your soul needs. What does your soul need? Doesn't really need your body, does it? Maybe it does. No, it's not. I don't know. Your soul needs to exist not for anything but itself. I think that's what it is. Tying it back to the beginning. But I'm not sure. This poem is called Dim Brightness. And then lastly, we'll do this one. Easy by Nature. True goodness is like water. Water's good for everything. It doesn't complete. It goes right into the low, loathsome places and so finds the way. For a house, the good thing is level ground. In thinking, depth is good. The good of giving is magnanimity. I don't know what that word means. Magnanimity. I need to look up that word. Of speaking honestly. Of government order. Of good work is skill. And of action timing. No competition. So no to blame. Oh, no competition, so no blame. Basically the same thing. This is interestingly communist, I think. But not saying that's a bad thing, not saying that's a bad or a good thing, it just is basis of communism.
So magnanimity is like, so it's the quality of being magnanimous, which is like to...
big?
Which is to show like showing... or like suggesting a courageous spirit.
Magnificence, yeah. So magnanimity means to show some courageous spirit and or magnitude of power, I assume, right?
Well, I think it's the spirit enabling one to bear trouble calmly, to disdain meanness and pettiness, and to display a noble generosity.
Okay. Well, of speaking honestly, of government order, the good of work is skill and of action timing. No competition, so no blame. So she says, this Ursula lady says, a clear stream of water runs through this book from poem to poem, wearing down the indestructible. Finding the way around everything that obstructs the way. Good drinking water. She's making her own poems now. On page 8 already. We've lost her.
She's gone mad as a swan.
I'm kidding now, of course. I'm just going to be taking a shower instead because I got to take a shower. And that is where I'm going to end this little segment on the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu, originally presumed to be by Lao Tzu, of course, and translated by Ursula K. Le Guin. She's a very nice sounding lady. I think she's very intelligent, very insightful,
Anyway, I'd love to see her other works, though. She's written, apparently, a lot of fictional books, poetry, essays, including The Left Hand of Darkness, Always Coming Home, and Earth Sea Cycle series. I'd love to look one of those up. She writes science fiction and fantasy, I think. Yes. Fascinating that. Science fiction, fantasy, and she's translating this ancient text. I mean, as above, so below, perhaps. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think so far?
It's very abstract.
It's not abstract at all. I think it's simple. She's like, this is that, this is that, this is that. What do you think? It doesn't ask what you think. It's just like, it is what it is. Lao Tzu doesn't seem to care about what you think.
Yeah.
And he's just like, whatever, this is it. Duh. Don't think so hard about it, dummy. And
like, I'm like, it's like poetic. I don't know why it's
it,
like...
It is very poetic.
It leaves it to like...
Interpretation.
And I think in a way that's like...
But it's like almost tricking you. It's almost playful. Like, don't think too hard, idiot. Like, if you're thinking... Really thinking so hard on this, like, it's like, literally, it's like, he said, he would say, like, well, way, which means, like, don't do it, like, do nothing, don't do it, like, know nothing, like, don't do it,
like
don't do it, like, I don't know, like, just don't do it, like, just don't, like, when Nancy Reagan was actually more useful and philosophical and perhaps more profound even than Nancy Reagan's, just say no. Being quiet. Okay. Maybe this is my turn to shut up.
Brim fill the bowl. It'll spill over. Keep sharpening the blade. You'll soon blunt it. Nobody can protect the house full of gold and jade. Wealth, status, pride are their own ruin. To do good, work well, and lie low is the way of the blessing.
He knows the 10 crack commandments clearly.
Chicka chicka
10 crack commandments. Never let no one know how much dough you hold. Because, then you know, jealousy breeds violence and silence. And take it from your highness. You know, Lao Tzu here. Very, very wise man. Yeah, don't be fucking, like, sit down. Be humble, basically. But from, like, ancient text. It's called being quiet, this one.
Yeah, sit down. Being quiet.
Brim fill the bowl, it'll spill over. Keep sharpening the blade, it'll blunt it. Nobody can protect a house full of gold and jade. Wealth, status, and pride, their own ruin.
Just make like
to
a
do
rest.
Good, work well, and lie low. This is the way of the blessing. Lao Tzu.
Wu wei.
What way you going, mate? You going the wrong way.
Wait.
Don't think so hard about it. Lao Tzu is on it. He already said it. Now shut it. What the? And he'd be like, yeah, that's pretty alright. He'd be like, ho 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 ho. Silly. That's not what I said. I don't know.
That's
like, ancient text, mate. Like, you fucking don't know anything. You know, this bitch is ancient Chinese. No one knows ancient Chinese. Why is it simplified Chinese? So let's not talk about
the
techniques. Should we read this one?
Sure.
Can you keep... This one's called techniques. Can you keep your soul in its body? Hold fast to the one and learn to be whole. Can you center your energy? Be soft, tender, and so learn to be a baby. Can you keep the deep water still and clear so it reflects without blurring? Can you love people and run things and do so by not knowing, and do so by not doing? Opening, closing the gate of heaven. Can you be like a bird with her nestings, piercing bright through the cosmos? Can you know by not knowing? To give birth, to nourish, to bear and not to own, to act and not lay claim, to lead and not to rule, this is mysterious power.
Also, I can't even, like, lean on you, thank you.
Oh, I can lean on you.
No, I can't. Hey, I was leaning on you. But that's a nice, I want to see her interpretation. Most of the scholars think that this chapter is about meditation, its techniques and fulfillments. The language is profoundly mystical. In the images are charged, rich in implications. The last verse turns up nearly the same words as in the other chapters. There are several such refrains throughout the book. Identical or similar lines repeated once or twice or three times. Interesting.
Yeah, it's very like
it has a structure to it, yeah.
Yeah, it makes me think
a lot of his poetry has a structure.
It makes me think of, yeah, like, I guess, yeah, like, I guess how she says, like, meditating.
It sounds kind of almost like a haiku, though, like, it's like structured poetry.
Yeah, poetic, yeah.
Which it would be back then.
Yeah.
You can really, I'm not sure if you read the beginning of
it. To do so by not doing this is really like meditation. It's like,
yeah,
something to do by not doing, and then like, yeah, to know by not knowing.
Yeah, I think it's like it is a bit of meditation.
Letting the mind, like, yeah, kind of like.
It's kind of like nature in the end of it, like to give birth, to nourish, to bear, not own. Attacked and not lay claim to lead and not rule. This is a mysterious power.
Yeah.
So it's like power nonetheless, yet it has no real substance from it. Like it doesn't.
It doesn't, I guess, like express.
It doesn't claim onto
the power that we're used to. Like,
we're used to like grabbing shit and being like, I'm gonna take this from you. And you're my kiddo, so you owe me this. This one's actually very good. I think I did that thing where I like opened up to a random one and read the thing and was like real moved by it, and then put it on my Instagram. I'm that kind of white girl. We're all basic white girls in the end, right?
Like at least once.
We all have a pumpkin spice once in our lives, right?
I still gotta try one.
And then we all read a book and post the picture of the book.
You gotta try one more, like having Robin Hood open.
What Robin Hood?
Like a pumpkin spice with my Robin Hood app. And like this book.
Robin Hood? Are you kidding me? What kind of white girl are you? Like a Britney?
I'm a white man.
You're a broke ass Britney? Like what kind of like, no. I think you mean you want like, no. Your daddy works for like the Dow. The Dow, the Tao?
It uses a
the Dow de Jing? The Dow is down by. The Dow is the economy.
Ah, I gotta check. Sorry.
Oh, wait, what if it is?
Yeah, you're scared.
I'm kind of scared. What if this is? It always makes back in the end to truly run a cliffhanger.
No. No, semiconductors don't anymore.
Okay, great.
That's my crypto.
Alright then, guys, I'm just going to put a little ad in for anchor.com.co.uk. Just kidding, it's anchor.fm.
Doesn't it just fill it in?
So I'm sorry about this ad. I'm so sorry. I know that you guys have to deal with this shit. I'm so sorry. But please listen to it because I really need the money.
I need to address that in my own podcast.